So is the Vermont registration loophole, the Vermont title loophole, actually canceled or not? Get a lot of conflicting information and confusing information online about the actual Vermont loophole being eligible or canceled. And where it comes from is if you actually call Vermont and ask them, can you register a vehicle? They'll say yes. And technically that's true. However, the new requirements are different for out-of-state residents. So how did we get here? We're going to talk about this out-of-state registration certification for Vermont. But first, let's talk about how we got here. For many years, as you know, many people used a loophole by going through the state of Vermont to get a title for a vehicle that they had defective paperwork on. So if, let's say you lived in Florida and you had a vehicle you bought on Craigslist or Facebook and didn't get a title, what you do is use this little kind of shell game where you send your bill of sale to Vermont, you get a registration, you're not getting a title, you get a registration from Vermont, and then you kind of quick style do kind of like a runaround to go to your state DMV to switch it for a title. And for a long time people did that, but about 3 years ago, the other states started grumbling about it and said, look, this process is being used to evade some of the requirements for our state, so we don't want to accept it. How bad did it get? Well, here, what happened in the state of Florida. In the state of Florida, they issued an information notice, fraud alert, Vermont registrations. They considered it fraud if you got a registration for a 15-year-old vehicle and then switch it to Florida. It said, in many instances, the registration is being issued to persons who did not present a title to Vermont, who do not live in Vermont, nor were the vehicles ever located in Vermont. So Florida said, don't bring us one. We're going to consider it fraud due to the possibility of fraudulent transactions using registrations. Effective immediately, additional documentation is now required. And this came out in 2022. But it went further. The states and the federal government put pressure on Vermont to change the requirements. So now what is the requirements? If you want to apply for a registration in Vermont, you now have to get this out-of-state registration certification signed before you can apply. And it has to be signed by your state motor vehicle department, your home state. And it says that your home state DMV agency commissioner has to sign this form certifying that they do not require residents to register the vehicle in their home state. So basically, you have to get a permission slip from your home state DMV to say, yeah, it's cool, you can register this vehicle out of state, and then flip it back to your state. By having talked to every state DMV, no state is ever going to sign this form. There's a couple rural counties in Kentucky, we've heard, where the Kentucky sheriff, because titles in Kentucky are done by the sheriff, local county, they might sign this, but for all intents and purposes, you're not going to do it. Now, technically, you could register a vehicle, but if you don't have a Vermont driver's license, they're going to require you to have a signed permission slip from your state. So, technically, is the Vermont registration process canceled? Technically, no. But if you're not a resident of Vermont with a Vermont driver's license, you can't do it, because your state's not going to let you do it, and you have to have your state's blessing before Vermont will do it. Where does that leave you? Well, you can check out our website, cartitles.com, for the other methods that are available. And even before this happened in June of 2023, this new Vermont policy, you know, we were telling people for years, don't do Vermont. It's not the best way to go, because even when you could do it, first of all, you have to pay their sales tax, which is a lot higher than your state sales tax. You also have to pay their registration fees, and then you have to bring it to your state and hope that they accept it. Well, we know Florida didn't accept it because they considered it fraud. Many other states would give you a hard time and give you the runaround. Some states actually would flag that VIN number and not let you register it. In addition, we're hearing some news that people who did use the Vermont registration loophole in the last year or two, some of those are getting revoked by their states. Some of the titles that were issued, now they have to go through the regular process, which is really not that much harder. It's about the same number of documents as the Vermont, and you don't have to pay sales tax at the same rate. So the short answer is the Vermont loophole registration, party's over. Because your state has to give permission to Vermont to give you that registration. So to clear up anything, the Vermont loophole's over. There are other methods. These other methods were always available, and in most cases were cheaper, and in most cases faster, because you don't have to wait for Vermont to process a registration and then switch it to your state. You can go directly to your state to do these other things, and you can look at those methods on our website. Of course, as always, we give you the instructions where you can do this all yourself for free. We did this for many years, even with the Vermont registration. You know, more people actually use our website as a free consumer resource to do the Vermont thing themselves. Some people, out of convenience, wanted us to fill out the paperwork for them, because for some people, time is worth more than money. So we're glad to help either way. But regardless of how you proceed, use our website as a free consumer resource. Get the instructions, get the forms. We have videos that'll walk you through it. And that way you can be in good shape for getting your title. Of course, if you have questions, you can call our customer service line. We have a number of great people that answer the phones and give you some information, help you with titles. And we know how hard it is to get titles from DMV because it's a bureaucracy. You know, the DMV is a punchline of jokes. They use it in sitcoms, how hard it is to get titles from them. So use the resources available to you online to make the process a little bit easier.